This Week in Nuclear, episode number 45, May 13th, 2007. This is John Wheeler, and you're listening to episode number 45 of This Week in Nuclear. In my last show, I mentioned that there's a new video out that's designed to share information about careers in nuclear science and technology. In this show, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to listen to the soundtrack, then I have a panel of experts convened from the target audience who will critique the video and share their thoughts on it. I had a chance to play the video for a group of young people. Tiffany, Allie, Jack, Rhea, and Charlie. They're all between the ages of 15 and 19, the target audience for the video. After you hear the audio, we'll go directly into the comments that that group of young people had about the video. You're listening to the audio podcast, but you'll also be able to view the video in two different ways. You can go to my website at thisweekinnuclear.com, and there'll be a link there. And I'll also embed the video in my show notes. But I'm also going to try something new. I'm going to post the video as a video podcast, and it'll show up as episode 46 of This Week in Nuclear. So if you have a video-capable iPod, when you synchronize with iTunes, you should be able to view the video on your iPod. Otherwise, just come to the website, click on the link, and you can watch it there. So, without further delay, on with the show. Lights, cameras, action.
It's creative. It's innovative.
You can have a tremendous impact on people's lives.
I love the challenge and the problem solving.
The field needs people with all different backgrounds, skills, and abilities.
I like knowing that my work is going to make a difference.
All these people are talking about nuclear engineering, science, and technology, and they all love the challenge and the unique opportunities this growing field brings.
Students should consider careers in nuclear energy, in particular perhaps nuclear power, or medical physics, or health physics, because many of these fields are really growing in the U.S., and they're growing around the world, in Europe, in Asia.
These are all very exciting areas, and they're all growing, and there need to be a lot of research to be done in these areas.
This field is so rewarding. There's so many places that you can go with it. There's so many incredible people in the field.
I like that when I come in every day, there's something new to be found. I like that not everything there is to know about the field is known.
There's tons of different challenges and lots of different areas. The material is always changing. There's always expanding sorts of technologies.
There's huge amounts of opportunities to learn about technologies on a very, very small scale. On a very, very large scale, depending on where your interests lie.
There are so many different paths you can go down. And even if you don't go down that path in your schoolwork, you can still go down that path in your career because they really want to teach you.
Today, there are many career options for nuclear engineers, scientists, and technicians. Electricity production, nuclear fuel design, medical research, environmental protection, even archaeology. And with the shortage of qualified professionals, nuclear graduates are in high demand and at a pay scale that is much higher than other graduates will ever see.
The placement rates for graduates are 2 to 3 job offers per graduate.
We're trying to hire 300 nuclear engineers in 1 year. All the universities in the United States, about 200 nuclear engineers. So there's a huge demand for nuclear engineers in the job market.
The job opportunities in this field are limitless. The good thing about our program is that we actually have the industry coming to us saying, we need your graduates immediately.
Historically, nuclear engineers, scientists, and technicians have gravitated toward nuclear power as a career choice. Those jobs are still in tremendous demand today. The next generation of nuclear reactors is being developed. And with their evolution come significant career opportunities and scientific challenges. Power consumption throughout the world is growing at a tremendous rate, and nations are turning to nuclear energy as a safer and cleaner option over fossil-fueled electrical plants.
We really have an ethical and moral responsibility to the growing population of the world, not just the United States, to deliver cheap, efficient, and clean electricity to as many people as we possibly can. This is a huge challenge, a big problem that needs to be fixed, but it's something that I think young people can take pride in being a part of.
Nuclear uses in the medical field have soared in recent years. Physicians rely on X-rays to diagnose tumors. Radiation is a common treatment for cancers. And radioisotopes are crucial in the development of new drugs.
Nuclear technology is so widely used in hospitals now for imaging, for cancer treatment, for MRIs, CTs. You know, we've had a number of students in our department who they are going to graduate with a nuclear engineering degree and go right to med school.
Nuclear engineering, science, and technology are increasingly important to solving one of the planet's most critical problems, hunger. Nuclear scientists use radiation techniques to produce higher yield crops and protect livestock from disease. These same scientists are also finding innovative ways to eliminate pests without the use of traditional chemicals. These are all ways in which nuclear science can improve our lives.
The work I do often involves taking textiles like a t-shirt or like mosquito netting and taking a chemical like a mosquito repellent and making a permanent bond between the two. And this has a major impact in the world. In Africa, a lot of children die every year from malaria. And if we can make this chemical graft, if we can make this permanent where you can wash and it doesn't go away, it'll save the lives of hundreds and hundreds of children.
Nuclear energy is propelling us into the future. The miracle of space travel would be grounded without the fundamental work of nuclear scientists and engineers.
We're looking at the foam on the external tank of the space shuttle, and that's the pieces that fell off and caused damage to the Columbia. We shoot radiation particles in, and we look at the radiation particles that are bouncing back, and we can tell if there are any defects that would cause it to come off and possibly hit the orbiter.
If you're someone who's looking for a real challenge and you want to make a difference, you should explore a career in the nuclear sciences. There's never been a better time to get involved with these fields, and it's a great opportunity for you to make a positive impact in the world.
The future of nuclear power, nuclear energy, the nuclear engineering sciences, and the health physics field has never been brighter in this country.
The field is wide open. There seems to be unlimited horizons and prospects to do really great things in the field for humanity.
I will be making a difference every day.
This is the place to be. If you look for something that's new and exciting, and there's plenty of opportunity for you to explore pretty much wherever you want to go.
To learn more about educational and career opportunities in nuclear engineering and science, visit us at aboutnuclear.org and nuclear.gov.
That's it.
Yeah.
Was it boring?
It was convincing.
Was it convincing?
It was convincing.
Yeah.
What did you guys, professional.
What hit you the most, like, if to make you to think it was convincing?
Those kids are my age. Yeah. Like, the fact that they're doing it, and that, you know, they're just kids.
Yeah.
So convincing.
I like the fact
that they like had all like a lot of information, like an abundant amount. Like, you see a lot of people just like, oh well, here's why, and they only give you like two or three reasons, and they don't like expand on it. So like the information was like, okay, you can go tell your friends about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the way that he did the movie too, because like, I'm an editor myself. Like, I've edited some movies, and like, I know all the green screens that he had. Like, he would have the professor talking, and then he would show the plants and the nuclear plants in the background, and it was really well done. I liked it.
Yeah. Do you think it would make people at least be curious about looking into nuclear technology or nuclear sciences?
Yeah, that's what I meant by convincing.
It is a field that is like really, really growing. And that actually, one of the things I do in my job I work in industry, and we're building relationships with colleges so that we can get the college courses to line up with the skills that we need for young employees, so that when they come out of college, they can go right to work and do meaningful work right away. We don't have to spend a year or two training them after they come out of college or technical school. But really, I mean, a few things that they said really are absolutely true, like the salaries are really, really high, even people with associate's degrees. I know people who are making like $70,000 or $80,000 a year, and they've only been out of school like 2 years with an associate's degree working in the field. It's crazy. But it's going to grow really fast because the average age of the workers right now is 49 years old, which means in the next 10 years, half the workforce is going to retire. Yeah. And so there's going to be a huge demand for employees.
So, like, if you go to school now, then you'll be ready then.
You'll be ready, right. The other thing is they're predicting that we're going to start building more nuclear plants because nuclear energy doesn't cause global warming. It can produce electricity without greenhouse gas emissions, and so there's a lot of concern about global warming. And
there's also concern about the nuclear plants, too.
There is.
Yeah. Not as much.
Not as much, because
it's just misinformed people.
Yeah. It's a technology that's maturing. So
I want to build like 11 plants in China in 15 years.
40 plants.
40.
Yeah, I want to build about 40 plants, nuclear plants in China, but in the next 25 years.
What's a bigger picture?
India wants to build like 15. Where else? There's about 15 plants under construction around the world right now, and in the United States, right now there are about 32 plants that are being planned.
How many are existing in the United States?
About 100, 104. There's 104 nuclear plants in the United States they're going to build right now. It looks like anywhere from 30 to 80 in the next 50 years. Cool. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Do you mind if I use your comments on my podcast? I do a new radio
there.
Show. Huh?
Now that they're already there?
No, I mean, I wouldn't use them if you didn't want me to.
I don't mind.
Great.
Is that why you have the thing hooked up?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
I forgot.
I put two and two together. I was like, all right.
No, I do a radio. Yeah. I do an internet radio show. I try to do it every week, but I don't have time to do it every week, so I do it maybe every 2 to 3 weeks. But I was really interested in seeing if the video that you guys saw really was done with the right, you know, they targeted people of your age, and I was interested to see whether they hit the mark.
Mm.
So from what I guess they did a pretty good job.
Very well.
Cool. And if you guys are interested in learning more, you can go to nuclear.gov. What was it? What were the two?
About nuclear.org.
Nuclear.gov, or you can just talk to me. Thanks.
Well, thanks for listening to episode number 45 of This Week in Nuclear. You definitely got to check out the video, so go to the website at thisweekinnuclear.com and you can find a link there to watch the video. Then you'll also find it in my show notes and on my blog. One last thing before I wrap it up. In the United States, today is Mother's Day, so I want to wish well, happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there, and to my mom, a special thanks and a shout out. I love you. And for the rest of you, go green, go nuclear. Have a great day.